Streaming bandwidth provided by Worship Channels. Live streaming made simple. Visit them online at worshipchannels.com. On today's Technobabble, 3-point lighting for video.
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Tech No Babble. I, of course, am your host, Paul Allen Clifford, and I just want to thank you for spending a little time with me today. Join the conversation by emailing me, Paul at trinitydigitalmedia.com, or call toll-free and leave a voicemail, 1-877-763-3246, or echo back to this podcast, 1-877-POD-ECHO. Join the live chat during our weekly live stream at churchtechcast.com. So let's talk 3-point lighting. Whenever you're doing video, you can kind of do it other ways, but the standard lighting setup is the 3-point lighting set. So basically we have three lights. We have the key light, which is the main light, the fill light, and the backlight, hair light, kicker light. It's called a few things. Each of those has its own distinct purpose, and depending on where you put them, they can do different things. Now, generally speaking, what you're going to want to do is set up your key light so that it lights one side of your subject's face. The fill light should light the other side, but not quite as much. So imagine that the person is outdoors and the sun is kind of up above their head, of course, as the sun normally is, and it's shining down and just lighting up half of their face. That's generally what we're trying to emulate here. Now the backlight, that actually separates the subject from the background. So what we do is we put that on their head and shoulders, and that helps separate them. Now, as you're thinking through these, a good starting point is that your key light is your most powerful light. Your fill light is about half of what your key light is, and your hair light or backlight is about half of that as a starting point. Now, you don't have to do that with wattage, you can do that with distance. So if you had three halogen lights, you could have your key light close-ish to your subject, your fill light at a greater distance, and your backlight at a greater distance still, and that would accomplish the same thing. Now, there are different things that we can do with light. We can make it harsh, or we can make it soft. What I'm using on the live stream is I've got a soft box that I actually bought on Amazon for about $11, and that softbox is designed for photo flashes, but that's not how I'm using it, of course, because I'm doing video. So what I did was I took a piece of MDF, you know, a medium density fiberboard, the little pieces of wood that are made out of sawdust and glued together to make a piece of wood. So it's fairly cheap. You could use any piece of wood for what I did. And I cut that. I've got a bandsaw downstairs in actually my laundry room because where we live doesn't really have a garage. So I cut that so that it fits inside the mount on the softbox. Then I took a hole saw, which is basically a very large drill bit, if you want to think of it that way, if you're not familiar. And I cut out a couple of circles. Now, the spacing on those was very critical because what I wanted to do was plug two light bulb threaded sockets that go from the threading to just a two-prong Edison plug. And I got those at Lowe's, I think, is where I got them. So I spaced those just so that the two prongs could come directly out and plug into a multi-outlet strip. And then I can, of course, plug that into the wall. But I didn't stop there. The next thing I did was there is a Y plug that you can get, again, at Lowe's or Home Depot or, you know, a large home improvement warehouse. If you're kind of in the Midwest, Menards is another one. So I got a couple of those, and I screwed those into each of the two threaded sockets to Edison plug deals. And then I put two of the compact fluorescents, and these are 100 watt equivalent incandescent color temperature lamps, bulbs, except they're not bulb shaped, they're the squiggly zigzaggy looking ones, into that. So for a total of 400 watts equivalent of light. Now, I did that and I found that I have too much, so I scaled it back just a bit. And I think here I'm going to reach up to this. You might hear the Velcro. Yeah, I actually only have two of them right now that are lit. So what I could do is just get rid of the Y's and do it that way. So that's my key light. So the whole thing cost me about $30 for my key light. My fill in this particular instance is one of those aluminum foil looking fan fold reflector deals that you can get for your car. And I bought mine at Walmart a couple years ago, and that's just on the wall behind my computer. So the light from the softbox hits my face. It also bounces off of this reflector and hits the other side of my face. So that was about $5-$10. So we're up to $35-$40. Now for my backlight, I actually have up above my head. If you're not watching the live stream, then you're not necessarily seeing where I'm pointing. But up above my head, I have a can light, one of those clamp ones that, again, you can get at a hardware store. And I've taken one of the Y's from the softbox that I mentioned earlier that I wasn't using because I'm only actually using two of the bulbs. And I screwed it in there, and I used two more of the 100-watt equivalent lamps. But what I'm doing is I'm bouncing it off of the ceiling above my head. Initially, I had it hitting me directly, and it was just a little too much. So bouncing it off the ceiling and directly back down onto my head and my shoulders helps. It's not perfect, but it's, well, we're starting to see pretty decent lighting. And I'm kind of proud of it. Now, with that said, this webcam that I have right in front of me that I'm looking into right now, it's got the auto iris, auto brightness thing going on, and it's driving me nuts because depending on where I put my head, it recalibrates. And when it does that, I go from pretty decent lighting to annoyingly blown out in one place. So that's something to consider, that you might run into a problem depending on the camera that you're using where your lighting is good, but your camera can't quite deal with it. So that's some stuff to keep in mind. Now, when it comes to three-point lighting, light that our eyes see as white might be different from place to place. Let me tell you about that. Basically, in video and photography, we call that color temperature. And color temperature is measured in degrees Kelvin. So if you remember middle school or high school science, Kelvin started out with absolute zero. It can't get any colder than this. That's the temperature at which all movement stops. There is no negative Kelvin. It's just zero. Absolute zero is the starting point for Kelvin, and it goes up from there. So the color temperatures of your light are measured in Kelvin, not Celsius, not Fahrenheit, Kelvin. And I think, if memory serves, those are... the reason they did that is you can recreate a certain actual temperature, heat-wise, of a certain metal, and I can't remember which one it is. It might be tungsten. In the lab, and depending on the temperature that it is the color that these lights put out. So, of course, compact fluorescent lights are not 4300 Kelvin or 2700 Kelvin. You can touch them. They're very cool. They're warmish, but you can still touch them. But their color temperature, how they look, can be anything. So you have to read on the box. In fact, I am thinking, I'm looking for the box that... Ah, there it is. So, basically, mine are called soft white. By the way, these are 23-watt bulbs. That's the actual energy usage. But they're 100-watt equivalents. So the total amount of electricity that I'm using right now is about 92 watts, yet I'm getting 400 watts of light equivalent. Now, when I say equivalent, the reason that they've done this is because we're used to incandescent lights, and that's how people think, but an incandescent light puts out a certain amount of light. And so as they were trying to make them greener, sometimes they would create a light that used 95 watts, for example, and put out 100 watts worth of light. But a much better way to think of this is actually in a unit called lumens. And so, if I look at this box, by the way, these are 2700K, 2700 Kelvin, a warm light, so they can easily be mixed with incandescent lights if I wanted to. And I can also mix them with my studio light kit, which I'm not using because, dang, those things are hot. So that's the disadvantage of halogen lights, or quartz lights, as they're called in the movie or video industry, is they're very hot and use a lot of power. Compact fluorescents are very cool, but they're difficult to transport. So I'm sure someone will come up with a good way or a better fixture so that you don't have to unscrew your lamps, put them back in their box so that they don't break, and then put them back in when you get where you're going. So back to this. We've got 23 watts of light at 2700 Kelvin, and the amount of light is 1600 lumens. So I actually have, lighting me up right now, 6400 lumens. 6400 lumens. So on the vanguard of lighting, we're starting to see LED lights. They're fairly expensive. In fact, they're the price that compact fluorescents were a few years ago. But they have a few features. And depending on the light, it can do some pretty interesting things. So I believe it's Philips makes an LED light that has software so that you can change its color temperature at any time. And there are all kinds of ideas about this, because the way the sun refracts through the atmosphere at different times, it causes a different hue. So that's why sunsets are so beautiful, sunrises are so beautiful. It's because the sun is coming through more atmosphere, and so it's scattering and refracting in a more beautiful way. So with a certain type of LED bulb, you could potentially program these things to, at sunrise, light up your house in sunrise kind of colors. Or you could just open the window. But you could, let's say that you don't have that exposure, right? The room that you're in doesn't have a window that faces that direction. So you could have these lights slowly light up your room in sunrise colors, and then slowly over the course of the day go to your 4300 Kelvin color temperature, which is a bluer color, actually. I know you didn't know that the sun was bluer, but it is. It looks orange when you look in the sky, but that's because God in his infinite wisdom made our brains and eyes to work together to where white looks white, whether it's under artificial light or natural light, with some exceptions. Our brains can't cope with black light because that's just so radically different. That's why it looks so very cool when you use it. But that's something for another lesson. So as you're thinking about how you're going to light for your videos, you need to consider how much light you have, measured in either wattage equivalent or lumens. Lumens are better and more accurate. And the color temperature, because normally compact fluorescents are a greener color, but they can be color balanced so that they're the same color temperature as sunlight. So if you've got a big window that you're using in your video, you might want sunlight balanced compact fluorescents. Or if you can control the light, which is what I'm doing here, I've got a set of blinds over my window here in the studio, then you would want tungsten or incandescent colored lights for that reason, because you can mix and match them much more easily. So I hope that helps as you're making videos that change eternity. On my black hair, I can't.